radical, what happened next only deepened the confusion and controversy. Perhaps this newly discovered drive, Harlow eventually called it intrinsic motivation, was real. But surely it was subordinate to the other two drives. If the monkeys were rewarded with raisins for solving the puzzles, they'd no doubt perform even better. Yet when Harlow tested that approach, the monkeys actually made more errors and solved the puzzles less frequently. Introduction of food in the present experiment, Harlow wrote, served to disrupt performance, a phenomenon not reported in the literature. Now this was really odd. In scientific terms, it was akin to rolling a steel ball down an inclined plane to measure its velocity, only to watch the ball float into the air instead. It suggested that our understanding of the gravitational pulls on our behavior was inadequate, that what we thought were fixed laws had plenty of loopholes. Harlow emphasized the strength and persistence of the monkeys' drive to complete the puzzles. Then he noted, "It would appear that this drive may be as basic and strong as the other drives. Furthermore, there is some reason to believe that it can be as efficient in facilitating learning." At the time, however, the prevailing two drives held a tight grip on scientific thinking. So Harlow sounded the alarm. He urged scientists to close down large